So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Ha'isha shahalcha hi u'bayla l'medina sayam. A woman who traveled abroad with her husband, shalom beinoy l'beina, b'shalom ba'olam. When their relationship was good and the world was peaceful, uva v'amra meis bali tinase, meis bali tisyabim. She returns and testifies that her husband disappeared and subsequently died. She's permitted to marry if he had children, or for yibim if he had died childless. She's nemen because Isha Daiko Minsava. She definitely investigated further to be certain that her husband died to avoid Chaymer Shechmarta Lebesaifa, the severe penalties that she would receive if he returns alive. However, Shalim Beinoy Lebeino Umuchama Be'aylam, if their relationship was good, but the world was at war, or Ketata Beinoy Lebeino B'Shalim Be'aylam, their relationship was not good, but the world was calm, Einin Emenis, she's not believed and prohibited to marry. In the case of Ketata Beinoy Lebeino, Rashi explains, Mitech Shesai Nasai, he writes a lesser Atzmolav. She's not believed because she probably did not investigate thoroughly, because if he returns, she actually wants to become prohibited to him. In the case of Muhammad Ba'ilam, the Gemara explains, Mishum Da'amr B'didami, B'savra Vade Meis. She's not believed because she merely assumed that he was killed among the many casualties of war, and did not wait around to ascertain his death because of the dangerous situation. Virka De'avid Samatri V'chaya, while it is possible that he was treated and survived. However, if it was a Shas Muhammad, and she testifies, Mesal Mitasa, he died naturally, Mehemna, she's believed, because we assume that she ascertained his death. The Gemara asks, Ibailu, Herzike hi molchama ba'olam mahu, in the case in which she established that the world was at war, the Bezin has no independent knowledge of war in that region. Mi amrina mali l'shakir, di baya amr shalom ba'olam, do we say she's nemed because she has a migui, that she could have lied and said that there was Shalom Ba'olam and she would be Neman. Therefore, when she says that there was a Mochama, she is also Neman. Or, Kivan de Irzaka, Amra B'didami, V'li Asim Ala L'Shaka, Mar Cheskase. She's not Neman because that which generally the Mochama in an Amenis is not because of Chashash Meshaker, but because of a possibly mistaken assumption for which Migu does not help. The Gemara cites two braises as possible proofs, but ultimately the shaila remains unresolved. The Gemara asks another shaila, Ibailahu, Eid Echad b'mochama mahu. If an Eid Echad testifies meis bala during times of war, will his Eidus be accepted by Bezin so that she may marry? The Gemara elaborates, Time of Eid Echad mishum de milsa davide ligluy le mishakir is the main reason of Nisus al pi Eid Echad regarding Eidus Isha, that he is believed, because it probably would become known if the husband is alive. Therefore, he will not lie, v'chanami l'mishaker. This is also applicable to Eid Echad b'mochama, and therefore she may marry, or time of day Eid Echad mishem de'ihi daiko mincava. The main reason for Nisus al pi Eid Echad is because she accurately verifies her husband's death. V'hacha b'mochama loy daiko mincava da'amr b'didami. However, in a state of war, she may not thoroughly verify her husband's death, as explained earlier. Therefore, we cannot rely on the Eid Echad, and she may not marry. The Gemara answers from a braisa. Tashema, Maisa b'shnei tamidei chachamim shehayu boyin im Abba Yosi ben Tzimoy b'svino b'tava. There was an incident involving two scholars who were traveling by boat, and it sank. V'hisi Rebbe neshasein al pinashim. Rebbe permitted their wives to marry based on the testimony of women. And Rashi explains, drowning in water is comparable to war in that people may make assumptions. The testimony of women is comparable to Eid Echad, and Rebbe accepted it, apparently. The Gemara rejects this proof and says that the ruling there could not have been based on their Eidus, because Maim Sheilim Saif Ishtei Asura. In the case of drowning at sea, the wife may not marry, because there is always the possibility that he emerged further away out of sight. In that incident, the women testified that the bodies were recovered, and they provide specific identifying marks. The Bezin was not relying on their Eidus, but on the Simonim, therefore, Heisi Rebbe Nishasein. The Gemara continues discussing simanim and relates the following incident. Someone left his sesame seeds with a friend for safekeeping. When the owner came for them, the friend responded, "You already have taken them." Upon which the owner said, he mentioned the quantity of the shumshimi and type of barrel in which they were placed to prove that his friend still had them. The friend responded, "You have taken yours, and these are others." Rav Chisda attempted to compare the situation of the shumshimi to the incident of the two missing scholars, that although there is a possibility that Hanach Azlo La'amo V'Hanach Rinaninu, perhaps the scholars drowned and these are the bodies of others who bore the same simanim. Nevertheless, the simanim were still acceptable proof. So too in the case of the shumshimi, we do not say Tidach Shak L'Sinu V'Hanach Rinaninu. Rather, the simanim are still acceptable proof that they were not returned. Rava disagrees and says that the situation of shumshimi is not comparable to the incident of the two scholars. Hashem ka'amri simanim. In the incident of the two scholars, they mentioned reliable simanim. However, in the incident of the shumshimi, the indications are not considered simanim because the precise quantity mentioned could have been a good guess. And regarding uvachavita ramyan, the simon of the container, there's a possibility that his shumshimi were removed and replaced with others. Therefore, it is not a simon. The Gemara cites a Mishnah which Chayshina Shem Epinan seems to be a machlokes. Matzakli, if one found a utensil containing fruits, the cost of love, kuf, carbon, if the letter kuf was inscribed, they are considered carbon. Mem, meiser, if the letter mem was inscribed, they're considered meiser. Dalas, demua, the letter dalad stands for demai. Tes, tevel, tes for tevel. Tav, truma, tav for truma. Shebishas ha-sakona, yikosvin tav, tachas truma. During times when it was dangerous to observe mitzvahs, they would conceal the status of the fruits by inscribing a letter in place of the name. Although there is a possibility of shem epinan, they're still considered simanim because according to the Tanna Kamma, we do not say shem epinan. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, afila matzah chavis because of la truma ha-rei elu chulin. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and says that even when the complete word truma was inscribed, they are still considered chulin. Shani Aimer shtaket have mali truma opina, because we assume that it once contained truma, which has since been removed. This shows that Rabbi Yosi says shem opinon even lekula. However, the Gemara says dekuli amachashin and shem opinon. However, the Tanna Kamma says that in this instance there is no chashash shem opinon because im isa de pineyu michver havakafer. If the truma had been removed, he would have erased the inscription. Rishi disagrees and says that there is a chashash mepinon because emesh telo yishdali. Although the truma was removed, he might have forgotten to erase the inscription. Or lafan chaya shavke, he left the inscription purposely to prevent someone from stealing it. However, the Gemara concludes that the question of shumshmi is a machlekes. Rav Yehme amalei chashinan, Ravino amachashinan, v'hilchas al chashinan.